Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast.
All right.
And I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going pretty well. We actually just came back from our summer camp.
It was awesome.
It was pretty good.
Looked like they had a good time.
I think they did. Yeah.
Full house, it looked like.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, well, you know, a lot of bit.
It's gotten better every year.
Yeah.
Although, someone did get their own cabin.
Who, you?
Well, that's true, but... some of us lucky ducks.
I don't know, I had to share with someone.
Yeah, you wanted to share.
I was actually with the adult males, but... kind of ran out of room, so it is anyway, what it is.
It is what it is.
Anyways, we got our Tool World Summit coming up. That's at the end of August, and we're going to actually open registration on June 30th. So by the time this comes out, it'll probably be right around the corner.
I'm a little confused. Did you say the end of August?
Huh? No, June 30th.
The summit is in October.
Oh, did I say end of August?
I believe you did.
Oh, okay, maybe. It's at the end of October, but the best thing to do is always just look at our website because whatever we say, and that applies in class too, sometimes you say the wrong things. So yep. What do you gotta
We're
do?
We're human.
You gotta look at the book or you gotta look at the website, and so that's usually your best indicator.
The go-to.
That's the go-to.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, so you guys can register, go to our website below, and hopefully we get to see you guys there. Okay, now today we're going to be talking a little bit about the upper elbow strike.
Upper
strike.
That's right.
So you see this in Jungun.
That's right.
And can you take us through a little bit about that technique first?
Well, it's interesting because sometimes we see students do it a couple different ways, and I can see the confusion. One is where you do the upper elbow strike, where the palm is facing down. And some students do it with the under fist next to their head.
Or the side fist facing up, right?
Or
that's
the
how
side
you could
fist.
Also say that, right?
Right. Now, when you look at the encyclopedia, you actually see a couple different photos. Mm-hmm. One with the palm facing down, or the back fist is facing towards the heaven. And you also see one photo where the side fist is the under fist is facing the head.
Okay.
Or
do you?
Outside. Yes, there's two different photos.
Okay.
For that particular technique.
Same technique?
In Jungun.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I haven't looked that close.
Get on it. Anyway, so which is correct? Well, what's the definition?
Well, the book says that the back fist faces up.
So there you go. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. When you do the technique, you actually rotate your hand or the under fist or the back fist is facing the heavens or the earth.
Mm-hmm. And this technique's done in a full facing position.
That's correct.
Right.
We gotta make a clarification because there is another technique that looks very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the upper back elbow strike.
Right.
Right? You wanna go through that?
Yeah, it's interesting because in the encyclopedia, that's the technique that's right after the upper elbow strike. So this one is actually striking two opponents.
Right.
One in the front, one in the back. And it's interesting because there's some slight differences between the two. In the upper back elbow strike, it's a half-facing position. And then the description also states to have the side of the fist facing up, or as you were saying, the under fist facing in towards the towards the head. So now you changed it from the back fist facing up and then switched, but now you're almost like forward a little bit.
Right.
So let's take a look at the differences between those two. Let's start off with the way that the fist is rotated, right? Upper elbow strike, back fist is up. Upper back elbow strike, side of the fist is up. And so what's your thoughts on why the two difference? Because they are the same technique.
Basically, they're the same technique, but I think you got to go back and look at when you're executing two techniques like that, why is it half facing versus full facing? And I think it partly is because you have opponents, it's where your opponents are located. Mm-hmm. Because when you do the upper elbow strike, mm-hmm. the non-striking hand goes back to the belt, like a back elbow strike, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So that might be okay if you're relatively close, but it's only one person. But when you're having two opponents, I think it might be a little bit further back. That person might be further back, and so your body has to go to the half-facing position.
Right, or you're trying to really reach on that.
Reach, right, exactly.
So you need to drive it in so the body is naturally going to turn.
Right, so you got exactly, kind of that way. Now, when I do that technique specifically for me, anyway, is that when I start to rotate my fist to where the back fist is facing towards the heaven, right, it actually kind of torques my body a little bit more, and it makes me want to go to full facing. So when I do that technique from a body mechanics, I think that to maintain that straight line, you don't rotate that fist as much. You might have a little bit of rotation, but not very much.
So my question here is, I'm kind of thinking about some other martial arts, and there are some differences, obviously, but you do see a lot of elbow strikes in, like, Muay Thai, right?
Okay.
They like to do, I'm just thinking based on the videos here, this little section might be cut out entirely just because when I go back and look at it, it might be just be wrong. But they like to step forward with the lead leg and they do that upper elbow strike. Mm. But I don't believe they turn that fist. I want to say it's almost like the side of the fist is facing up just like that side.
And it's half facing.
And it's half facing because they're kind of stepping into it.
Right.
So if we didn't have that elbow back elbow strike,
right,
and we're just doing the upper and we're actually stepping forward with the lead leg, does that mean the side of the fist is going to point forward?
I think so. I think it's just a natural way of moving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not to overthink it, but sometimes we always think about like action, reaction, the twisting has to be equal. And we do think of that in general terms, like when we punch, my right fist is punching, I'm going to rotate it, you know, all the way around, as well as the reaction hand is going to rotate back. But in this case, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's kind of curious as to, you know, when you talk about like other martial arts such as Muay Thai, do they actually spend the time on why you do it a certain way versus another way? What do you think? I mean, I've never actually taken a Muay Thai class.
I've never seen classes either.
Yeah, I see, okay, they're kicking away on the bag, right? They're punching the bag a lot.
Well, I do know when I watch like things like karate videos,
right,
that they do spend time about the stance mm-hmm. somebody's going to go through, and he's actually explaining why they do it that way.
Right.
But maybe that's more traditional. Yeah, maybe right. more.
Are you not saying Muay Thai is not traditional?
Well, I guess I have seen them, but it's usually with like partner work, and so they're explaining different types of drills. Hmm. Anyways, let us know your thoughts on the upper elbow strike and the upper back elbow strike. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.